Well, it's good to be back home at St. Paul's. I had a good vacation. I went to Honolulu for a little trip. And it's nice. One of the perks of being a priest and a monk is you know people all over the place. So the only reason it was affordable is I could stay somewhere for free. But I had a good trip. And, you know, people commented last night, "Oh, you don't look like you've been to Hawaii." And I said, "Well, Father Basil has two shades of color, pasty white and lobster red." So I erred on the pasty white side. And, you know, I let my hair down a little bit. Your pastor went a little crazy. I have a friend in the Navy who I stayed with, and he took me skydiving, which I've never been before. But I'll go back and do that again. That was fun. And I made a good confession beforehand, so I was biblical. It was a good trip, and I like traveling. I'm a very much a homebody, too, but I enjoy traveling. And, you know, in airports or train stations and so forth, I like to people watch and read magazines and, you know, kind of see what's floating out there, put my foot in the water, so to speak. And in my travels, as I was both going to Honolulu and coming back, and, you know, I have a lot of time on the plane, and kind of trying to compose what I wanted to talk about this weekend in the homily. You know, I don't often cover pop culture in homilies, but this one really caught my attention. How many of you have heard of the series 13 Reasons Why? Probably the younger people have. Okay. It's a series that's just come out recently, and it portrays an important topic, one that we don't often talk about or hear, especially in Mass. It portrays the topic of teenage suicide. The theme of the movie, which it's, excuse me, the series, which is based off a book. I haven't actually watched the episodes, but I've read quite a few reviews and articles about it. A young woman in high school commits suicide and then sends a set of audio cassette tapes to 13 of her classmates in the school, explaining to them that each of these individuals is one of the reasons why she commits suicide. It's an interesting premise and an interesting topic, but one that I think is worthy of attention. I'm not sure what's in the mind of the producers for the series, but certainly drawing attention to this important topic and the topic of mental health is not a bad thing, per se. It's an issue that is particularly important for Oregonians and people that live in other states where assisted suicide is legalized, physician-assisted suicide. I, myself, just this past year, as pastor here, as I can recall, have dealt with no less than five cases of families or individuals where this very topic has impacted them in a dramatic way. So it's not a distant theme. It's a theme that draws very close to home for some people, and in fact, people within our local community. The whole concept of suicide bears some discussion. And you may be thinking, you know, why talk about such a grim subject during the Easter season? And we'll get there. But the topic is one that is a little nebulous in the sense where it's hard to understand. It's difficult to put ourselves in someone's shoes. In many situations, we can put ourselves in someone's shoes. We've experienced this or we have an experience similar to this. This one's a little more tricky. When we're dealing with mental health issues, it's a lot more tricky to put ourselves in someone else's position. And we all think, or I would assume most of us think, you know, we'll never be in that position. I like my life. I enjoy my life. And God bless. I hope that's the case. But in a recent conference about 2 months ago that I attended with Father Ray Carey, who's a priest of the Archdiocese and has a doctorate in psychology, he talked about this very issue. And he said, you know, we all have that potential. We could all be there. Things in our life could spin out of control or happen such that that's where we end up. We all have that potential for those thoughts to enter our mind. And like I said, most of us that may never happen to, and God bless, I hope that's the case. But we have to talk about what the church teaches on this too. There used to be the speculation that, you know, people that committed suicide went to hell. And I'm not entirely sure where that came from. But I want to dispel that, and I want to clearly communicate what the church, in fact, does teach. It says in the Catechism, grave psychological disturbances, anguish, or grave fear of hardship, suffering, or torture can diminish the responsibility, and here we read culpability, of one committing suicide. We should not despair of the eternal salvation of persons who have taken of their own lives. By ways known to Him alone, God can provide the opportunity for salutary repentance. The Church prays for persons who have taken their own lives. In other words, the Church does teach that mortal sin is grave and can lead to jeopardizing our salvation. But the Church teaches clearly that to commit mortal sin, we have to know what we're doing and know that it's wrong. And we have to choose it freely, and it has to be a grave matter. The choosing it freely part is where mental health kind of is a little more nebulous. Does a person with mental health disorder necessarily act as free as you or I? Another example. People that have deep-seated addictions, alcohol, drugs, gambling, etc. The culpability for their sin is lessened because their free will is impeded. It doesn't mean that it's expunged, but it's impeded. When we talk about suicide, we also have to talk about physician-assisted suicide, especially here in Oregon. And this often comes in cases where individuals suffer acutely from their physical ailment, and they want to escape that suffering. And in another trip that I had back at college, I was very blessed to be able to travel with some of my classmates to Rome for Holy Week. And it was the last time that St. John Paul II appeared publicly. I was there in St. Peter's the last time that he came out. And St. John Paul II is a great example, among many others, especially the lives of the saints, of those who suffered tremendously at the end, especially through his Parkinson's. But he served as a witness of how suffering, terrible suffering, humiliating suffering, can be redemptive, can shine forth the redeeming Christ who loves us and saves us. As I said, this topic will not go away. In fact, statistics show that it's on the rise, it's on the increase. And while I don't want to bog down a homily about statistics, Father Ray Carey did share with us things that are somewhat alarming, that suicide rates cross religious boundaries, they cross ideological boundaries, they cross racial boundaries, it's across the board. And women are 8 times more likely than men to attempt suicide. Men are 6 times more likely to complete it. So there is a little bit of a gender discrepancy, but getting back to the episodes of 13 Reasons Why in the series, one of the things that is a danger, especially with our young people, it's the temptation to glorify suicide. What do I mean by this? Let me give you an example. This is an example that Father Ray Carey shared with us. That he came to know of a young man who was the president of a high school, a student class, a body president, and star football player, star track player, good-looking guy. He was going to go places with his life. And he committed suicide. And the school erected kind of a remembrance to him. They had his jersey up, and they had, you know, a picture of him at prom, and his trophies, and cards that everybody had signed, and they put it in a display case. And he asked the principal of the school, who was at a conference he was giving, to to immediately go back to the school and remove that, to tear it down. Not because they didn't want to remember the young man or pray for him, but if you connect the dots logically, if you're a young person and you suffer from depression or anxiety and are lonely and feel like you have no friends and nobody cares about you, and you want that, what's one way to get it? We have to be very careful about glorifying this in our society or saying that it's acceptable. And this comes to the point of why have this homily in Easter? The gospel says it very clearly. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Easter is a season of life, of rebirth, of regeneration in baptism and the Holy Spirit and the sacraments. It's a time to celebrate life. And we, as a community, as a culture, as a country, have a long way to go of promoting a culture that celebrates life in all of its aspects, from natural beginning to natural end, and everything in between. Life is precious, and it's a gift. And so this gift of life that Christ has come to share with us, to give to us, and give it to the fullness, how do we value that? How do we share that? How do we encourage it? Specifically on the topic of suicidality and ideations thereof, it's in some ways it's a taboo. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to ask people. It's very uncomfortable for us to ask an individual who we know might be suffering or terminally ill or has experienced a grave loss in their life. Have you ever thought about hurting yourself? That's hard to ask, but it's an important question to ask if we care for them. And it's important to show that we love them and support them. It's an important thing to show them that they're valued. Not just as sons and daughters of God, yes, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. That there is no price tag we can put on human life. It's that valuable. It's a pure gift that God gives us. And we have to cherish it in every aspect. Even when it's hard and difficult, even when we're suffering. And we have to support those who are in situations that need our assistance and our prayers. Very really, very concretely. Again, I don't know the reasons or motives for the producers of this series, but it's an opportunity for us to talk about it, to kind of put it in the spotlight and address it. Address the importance of life and the abundance of life that God gives us and its preciousness. May Jesus Christ, who is the author of life, bring us all together with him to life everlasting.